Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Natalie, also known as Stars Cast. I just usually just promote myself as Natalie, but I'm here with the lovely Maya Moon, and we have an awesome topic tonight. It's about the light. What does it mean to be in the light, to be of the light, to go towards the light? Everybody's always wondering about that, and tonight we're going to discuss it, and it's probably one of my favorites. Of course, I say this every week, don't I, Maya Moon?
Yes.
I say they're all my favorites. Well, they really are. Maya chooses them, and they're always just perfect, and they're always different, so you never hear the same thing over and over again, unless it's two-parter. Sometimes we do things in two parts. So, anyways, Maya, I'm going to let you say your hello, and I have a couple of callers here that I want to get to.
Okay. Well, this is Maya again, and welcome, everyone. We're glad to have you. And if you're a returning visitor, listener, I know you're going to enjoy this show just as you have enjoyed the other ones. A lot of insight and guidance. And, of course, we're always giving, sharing our personal journeys and also being in this profession, what we've learned throughout the years. And we both have quite a few years in this under our belt. So there's a lot of different ways, and whatever resonates with you. One of the wonderful things about spirituality is there's no hard and fast rules. And if this is your first time, a special welcome to you. I know that you'll enjoy that, enjoy listening and the topics. And for those of you, whether you've listened before or not, be sure and visit STARS homepage. And that's STARS with a Z. And on the if you go down to the bottom left, you'll see a little icon that says STARS Blog Talk Radio. All shows, they're live, but they're all recorded. So you can go back at any time, and it is in consecutive order, the last one, first, and then going from there. And you can listen there. They have a variety of ways to listen for those that use an iPad or use your phone, whatever. There's just a lot of different ways. And you can look at the topics, so perhaps one topic is something especially that you drawn to. But most of our topics we usually, I feel, are usually pretty interesting. And some of them are thought-provoking. And, hopefully everyone, ourselves included, can learn something. I know I always, when the show is done, I always feel that I gain something from the show, some insight. So we will check to see if Miss Natalie is back.
I have returned.
Okay, there she is.
I have returned. We have some listeners. They just want to listen, which is really good. I'll check back if they're still on and see if they want to share something. But anyways, what is your definition of to be in the light, Maya Moon?
Well,
see, I'm
going
to let you start this off. So I'm not talking the whole hour like I always do. People are probably laughing. Oh, God, Natalie starts up and she never knows when to stop. But so go ahead.
Well, to me, the light is the pureness. It's a combination. I would say that the light represents, now in the religious form, for me, that would represent God. But for those that don't have that, religious they don't recognize God the way that I do, but they recognize divine or goddess or creator. So to me, I would say that the light or being of the light is that which is of the purest and the highest of intention, and certainly its grace. So it's, if you think of it as, I'm trying to think of a good analogy. It's everything that is pure and good rolled into one. So when we're of the light, that doesn't mean that we're perfect, because we have to remember that all of us are human beings. Therefore, we all are ruled by our feet. We don't have wings, we have feet. So we all have those challenges. However, those that are, sometimes you'll hear, for example, a person that's an intuitive, or maybe they do cards. That's just a tool. They're still basically an intuitive counselor or a psychic or a medium or a seer, or they have gifts. And you'll hear the word true, and that's where that came from. A true denotes someone that is of the light. In other words, it's similar to the Hippocrates oath that doctors take that says, first, do no harm. So to me, that, I know that's a mouthful, and I really said a lot, but that's one thing that those that are of the light, or those that are truths, or those that are seeking the light, or feel that the light is a part of them, they are always first doing no harm to other people. So, again, we're human beings. We make mistakes. We don't always make the right choices, but it goes back to our intentions. Our intentions are always towards the collective, towards self, and towards whatever we recognize, Mother Nature, divine, goddess, what dragons, if you're Buddhist, it doesn't matter. It's all the same thing. It's that higher power, that pureness, that grace. And so the intention defines what everything is about. So it's that pure intention to treat other people with kindness, compassion, respect, honor, and not make judgments, even if you may have your personal opinion on certain subjects, which I believe we all do. Again, we're human. Our free will was a blessing as well as the curse. But that's how I see the light. So now what about you? What do you...
Well, I agree that you cannot be of the light totally. Because we are humans. We have our failings. We have our likes, our dislikes. It doesn't mean that, you hate. I know some people that are so of the light that it's really amazing. I think you have to have the purest of intention. As I say, you do everything under grace. You don't expect anything in return. You just do it just because you do it. And that's what I'll say sometimes on Twitter when I'm putting a little post there, or I'll do it on Instagram or wherever. But Maya Moon is of the light. I am of the light. There's quite a few that I can really say are of the light. I'm not gifted like Maya Moon is. I mean, she is a medium. Now, it doesn't mean that she's better than I am. It just means she has different tools that she uses, different abilities that she has. I don't really know what mine are, Maya. I guess sometimes I can hear. I can be clairaudient. But mostly for me, it's a sense of just knowing. My son and I were talking about that this morning, and even my little granddaughter, her birthday was Friday, and we were talking about it, and she told me, and I kind of almost fell on the floor. She said, Graham? And I said, what? She says, you are really special. I said, oh, Jada, no, I mean, you're special too. She said, no, I'm not like you. She says, I watch you. I see how you are. And she said, what I would really like, and I mean, this really touched my heart. Nobody was around, she talks a lot when nobody's around to me. And she said, I wish more people would tell you that. And I said, well, I have people that tell me that, all of those that work for me, the ones that I, talk with on the phone, or, I might not see them, but we're as close can be, just like my two friends that I have. She says, well, that's good. But she says, I want you to know that you're, I just know that you're special. And she says, and it just makes me feel really good how lucky I am to have you. Well, that made my day, right? I mean, that was an absolute, you know, I mean, when your granddaughter, and she just turned 13, tells you that, she has her own little abilities. And she said, you always make me feel special. I said, well, you are. But she said, you see, it's different how I feel that you are. Oh, I said, well, I'm older than you. We laughed about it. I tried not to make it too deep for her. I didn't want her to go into the wrong way with it. And but that just kind of, and it just came out from her. And she'll talk with me like that, you know, and she believes like I do. She believes in things that you cannot see. And so, but, you know, my son and I were talking this morning on the phone. I jump around with my topics, don't I? But we were talking on the phone, and he told me, too, I had three people tell me this weekend about myself, and I guess it was something that I needed to hear. But he told me that he said he can't understand how I've lived my life. You and I have talked about this, Maya. He said, when I think about it, he said, it almost hurts me a little bit. And I said, why? He said, because you were without. I said, yes, but you have to remember something. When it was happening to me, I didn't miss a beat. It didn't matter. It really didn't matter. I didn't long for anything. But I think when you get older and you realize about the light, going into the light, of course, is when you pass. I had an opportunity, you could call it, to go into the light. I chose not to. We discussed that last week, I believe. And some people can hover, you know, if it's time for them to pass, and they don't want to, and if the choice is theirs now, that doesn't mean that they won't. They have a chance to turn around and walk the other way, and that's exactly what happened to me. But that is walking into the light. Being of the light is people like Maya Moon, myself. There's so many on my site that are truly like that. They give of themselves. They just love everything. I don't think I've ever heard an unkind word coming from Maya. I don't think, Maya, have I? I don't remember anyway.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, you know, but
more just complaining about different things, but not really not being hateful towards other people, I would say. No,
you know what? Don't you think, Maya, that it's difficult to be of the light?
You know, I do, but I also believe that you don't necessarily have to be gifted or in the spiritual profession. I mean, look at, for like an example, these teachers, especially those that work with children that are challenged, that have, I don't like to use the word disability, but there just is not another word to use, unfortunately. And, you know, people like that, or people that, there's so many people that spend, give quite a bit of money, more than they can probably afford, to animal shelters, or volunteer their time to just spend time walking the animals, cleaning up after them. So those, I would say those people are of the light. Or we've all probably met someone in our life that wasn't necessarily associated with gifts or abilities, but was the first one to welcome a new neighbor, or, you know, found out your husband or your wife had surgery, and, you know, without being a bother, without, you know, how some people just do it just so that they can nose in the fence, but did it compassionately, and rather than bother you and say, oh, well, let me come in and do this, they just did little things, dropped off a few gift certificates where you could pick up some meals, made some arrangements, things like that. So there, I do feel that there's a lot of people that way. But you raised a very good point, very good. And even those people, they have to make very big sacrifices, not just financially, but time. Most, I mean, of course, there's the wealthy people. And, you know, I look at it this way. If you have $100 million and you give $10,000, that's like me giving a dollar. That's not really a sacrifice.
No.
But if you only have 200 and you give 50, you've made a genuine sacrifice. So I do feel that it is a hardship because you're sacrificing something that you might want, whether that's cable TV channels or a new blouse or a new pair of shoes that you need, whatever, or even a vacation that you could take, and you're sacrificing that to do, maybe you do Meals on Wheels, maybe you, you know, like I said, maybe you went into teaching a very honorable, but let's say that instead you could have been a doctor or an attorney. And there's nothing wrong with either of those careers, so I don't want to sound like I'm putting those down. And many of those people help others without being financially motivated. But teachers, if you look at, for those that have ever looked at the average income for a teacher versus what it costs them for schooling, I mean, it's really sad that the teachers, in the U.S. are really so underpaid, just like I believe. Another example would be a lot of police officers and fire responders,
right.
You know, not all of them. I mean, again, like you pointed out, we both did. We are humans, so there's just no way that we can just walk, you know, flap our wings. We don't have wings. We have feet. So,
although sometimes we wish we had them.
Well, with the
sometimes
earth,
we wish we had them.
Yeah, just to fly away. But
yep.
I do feel it is, and especially for those of us that have had challenges early on in life or challenges throughout our life, many people become embittered and envious and jealous and, you know, feel slighted. But then you have other people, and I would say you're a great example of that, who never allowed what you lacked. Like you said, you didn't even realize that you were lacking things until you got older, but you never let it turn you to stone.
No. No, it didn't. Not at all. And, you know, we've talked about it. It came natural to me, though. I didn't even think about it. Like, you know, all the time that I give, I do the magazine. That's a good example for all of these beautiful authors. And the publicists contact me. It's going to be another big issue again. And I've been doing it for 19 years. I don't get paid for it, but I just love it. You know, putting these people on a page in a magazine and their links and fine-tuning it, because sometimes things don't come to me perfect, and so I have to put it into this other thing, and then I can put it into my editor, you know, that I have, and it's actually makes me feel really good. And I can sit there, and I don't even think about, well, I'm not getting paid for this. Why should I do this? It never even crossed my mind. I just do it. You know, but I do a lot of things like that, and I think there's people out there. I think there's a lot of people out there that do the same kind of thing. But I don't know, Maya. Do you think sometimes children like myself? I didn't know anything about myself. But do you think sometimes children really know that they are of the light, that they are different from a lot of people that are around them?
Yeah, I do, because, and I don't mean this in any type of bragging sense. If anything, I would say that it was more of a burden. But when I was very young, I realized quickly, I was very open, and I'm very fortunate that, you know, I've said before, my biological father, he died when I was young, but he was the Baptist minister. And we came from a long line of very Southern Baptists, which is, they're a lot different today. But back then, the majority of them were extremely strict with what was acceptable and what was not. And anything out of the box was considered sorcery or, you know, the devil. So for me to have been, I was very fortunate that I was able to be so outspoken. But I can remember back to when I was young and the experiences I had, I knew that there was something different. I realized even before my parents And they never shunned me or told me to be quiet, but they did teach me just the same as you would teach a child when you go potty, you don't, I mean, maybe at home, but when you go to preschool, for example, you close the door. That's something you do in private. And so they kind of taught me that that's not something that you maybe want to discuss with everyone because not everyone's going to understand. But I feel some children do have a sense, and it can be a bit of a hardship because I don't really, and that's what I wanted to say, is that I did not feel, other than I felt very strongly that I had a mission, I had a purpose that I needed to fulfill. I did not feel special. I felt chosen, but I felt almost concerned with, what maybe other people would think. So I believe that some children can feel that and some are unaware, and those that are aware that there's some type of divine intervention or something, however you want to term it, whether you want to say they have an ability or supernatural gift, a third eye, whatever. I believe that that can be a challenge for that person because now, I'm 58, so in today's world, we're a lot more open, just like getting tattoos, what we call sleeves, for males or females is considered extremely acceptable and even coveted. Most people, not everybody, I shouldn't say, but a lot of people really admire that look, and you're not profiled because you have tattoos, whereas 40 years ago, a female with a tattoo would have been profiled, and they would have automatically been given a label. So I think the same is true of spirituality and expressing spiritual thoughts and saying, I talk to deaf people, or like you being an empath, I can feel, even though it may be just a feeling that's so, we've talked about this before, like going to a mall, you may not pick up every person individually. It's just this, it's like having a tidal wave hit you of all these various emotions. So I don't know, what do you think about kids as they're growing up knowing that they're gifted?
Well, the kids around me didn't know anything. I mean, and I really didn't either. You could more or less say I existed. But my life, my childhood was unique compared to all the kids that were around me. It was totally different. And why I turned out the way I did, well, we've discussed that before. I didn't think that I was special. I didn't think that there was anything wrong with me. I just was. I just was a little girl, and I didn't, I went to, had all the sacraments and baptized a cat. Well, I'm actually a Greek Catholic, not a Roman Catholic, but a Greek Catholic. But anyways, I had all the sacraments and all of that. And the only thing I noticed as a little girl, and it just dawned on me, is that my two girlfriends that I had always seemed to be it. They always wanted to look and be better than everybody else. I could tell how they acted. They wanted the prettiest dresses. They wanted, when we played dolls, they want the best doll, the two of them. And I can remember sitting back and thinking, well, what's the big deal? To me, it wasn't a big deal. So I can't really say that I was like them at all. I was kind of, you could say I was a loner, and maybe that was part of it, Maya. I was pushed off to the side, but I was for a reason. Maybe being around them too much would have altered me somehow. I don't know. But I had a different kind of childhood, and I really think that that's how I came to be what I'm doing and who I am and how I am. We're talking about being of the light, my neighbor. She goes to the grocery store. She'll come knocking on my door. You need anything from the store? I'm going to go to Publix or wherever she's going to go. You need anything? I'm going to make a quick trip. No, she does it every single time, or just about every single time, and which I think is really awesome. And I don't ask her, you know, but there's some people that are like that. And you know what? She calls me an angel, but she doesn't see herself like that. But I think there's different types. There are people who do things for people like that. And I don't know why she says that about me. I mean, I'm certainly not an angel. I don't have wings. Do I have a temper? I've not really ever seen it. But, you know, just to let everybody know, my granddaughter calls me Grambo. Like Rambo, I'm Grambo. And she tells everybody that. My gram is tough. She's little, but she's tough. Don't mess with her. But, you know, so I don't know. I've never been put in a situation where I had to speak up, except for that one little boy that I had to hit him in the face because he hit me with a rock. That was the only time I ever in my whole life hurt somebody. And it didn't bother me. He earned that. He earned that for me. And, you know, it was great for the neighborhood because everybody got along because they thought, oh, my God, she's going to come after us. I was the smallest one on the block. But, you know,
right.
So in a way, I was out there in my own world, kind of. I wasn't a part of things because, remember, I didn't get things like an only child would have gotten. Everybody thought, oh, you're probably spoiled, but I was not at all. At all. And so, you know, I think I came on Earth and there was a mission for me. There was a reason. All these things have happened, which I believe for everybody else. In the few times that I almost died, I narrowly escaped a bad accident. All those things kind of, maybe it was fulfilling something that I knew I was going to grow into. I didn't even know what being of the light was until one of my friends that I met, 20 years ago, maybe even longer than that, and she told me that's what I was. And I don't know, you can be an empath and use your empathic abilities, although if you're like a super one like I am, sometimes they can do you in because you feel too much. But of the light is a wonderful feeling. You know, you don't walk, you don't float on the water, you don't do any of that. You're a regular person. But there is something different about people like us. I really feel that. You can make the person next to you feel so good about themselves. It's a gift that you have. You have that ability, and people have told me that, and I know they've told you that, Maya. I've told you that. You know, Maya and I talk on the phone, and, you know, what seemed to be not a crisis, but something in my life, just leveled it right out. It's all good. So I think there are different types of people that are in the light, and if you're blessed enough and know it when you're little, oh, that's even better for you. But sometimes you won't be when you get older, and I don't really know if that happens. Does that happen, Maya? Can that be taken away, or can you, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I wouldn't use the word, yes, I understand what you're saying. I don't know that I would say necessarily taken away, but let's say that a person, you know, is growing up and into adulthood, and they've been of the light, whether that's, you know, professionally as we are, or whether that's in a, you know, non-professional capacity by giving in a myriad of different ways. I believe that if they start to lose their state of grace and or their hope and their faith, and they start beginning to make alternate choices, that they can start to move out of the light, and they don't, it's like a person that's in the light, but say they're shimmery and it's almost like the light reflects off of them. And then as their choices, and maybe due to challenges or circumstances, they're not able to maintain their state of grace and their hope. And so they make choices and they let those challenges, you know, overpower the good. Then it may start out slowly as a process, a transition where they no longer shimmer and sparkle. You know, they're still like a candle lit. You can still see that little flame, but it gets duller and duller. And so in that respect, I would say that it can be taken. And by the same token, those that maybe didn't necessarily start out being truly of the light in a significant way, the same thing can happen. They can have near-death experiences, or sometimes it can even be negative things, losses in their life. It could be positive things. It could be many different things, experiences, events, and choices. And that brings them from being someone that started out as just a candle. So I believe, other than those of us that are, you know, true psychopaths or monstrosities of human nature, we all have a candle. That's how I see it. That's the imagery that I'm given, is we all have a candle that stays burning. And then it's kind of up to us and how we, again, it goes back to intention, and we're not defined by our experiences, but we're defined by how we interpret and react to those experiences. So that candle can then become, that can become larger, bigger, better,
brighter.
So that's kind of what I see. So it can work. I believe it can work both ways. And in general, I would say those of us that are of the light, maturity and age and wisdom, and, you know, simply because the more mature and the older we are, the more experiences we have, we probably, for the most part, I would say we become more in the light. I don't know if you believe that, but I would say that's...
No, I believe it. Absolutely. Look at me, how I started off as a little kid. I didn't know anything from anything. I mean... You know, I think I went to church because I was told I was supposed to go. I mean, I didn't, you know, I mean, and there for a long, long time when I was in high school, because I had to go every day. I mean, it was just like part of my life. The three of us never missed a beat. We went every morning to Mass before high school. But we wanted to get a ride to high school, too. but anyway, especially when the weather was bad in Michigan, because that's where I'm originally from. And I did not recognize anything in myself, I have to say, until I think I started my first website. And then the people that I met then, I really was not, I didn't have all that knowledge about it. I didn't, you know, I worked for America Online, but I didn't think about it. And I think it was gradually I got lifted more and more and more. Of course, that's when I started having things happen to me, some pretty bad things, some physical things, and I was okay. So I think sometimes you have to have something like that to appreciate it, to appreciate your life, but I really didn't know what it meant at all. Nobody ever explained it to me. Until I got to be, probably in my 40s, I'm thinking. So, you know, you're ahead of me, Maya. I was just this little girl growing up by myself, fend for myself. I learned a lot. I didn't tell people how smart I was because I didn't want them to isolate me. And you know how sometimes kids will do that if they think that you know more than them or you can read better than them. I was quiet. I didn't say a word. Because I was afraid that I wouldn't have any friends, I guess. I don't know. So basically mine was different probably than a lot of people. I think everybody's is different. And like I said, it wasn't until 1999, the year 2000, that I realized what I was. And it's become stronger and stronger and stronger. And then what really did it for me was... the near accident that I had, and, you know, the illness wasn't so much. Well, yeah, I guess then, too, maybe it was a gradual thing. But when I started, before I started STARS, I already had the magazine. And I knew what I loved to do, and I wasn't worried about how much am I going to make. That was never on my plate. I didn't, you know, well, I'm not going to do this until it gives me money. No, I didn't do that. I didn't even think about it. But I think that's how I grew up, Maya. The sense of money and the dollar didn't mean anything to me because it just didn't. I was kind of like in an isolated little bubble, I mean, because I wasn't like my friends at all, that I will say. But, and then, you know, as I got older, and it wasn't until I got a lot older that I realized what, in fact, I was, what, and even my empathic abilities, I mean, and sometimes they go bonkers on me, and they're just way too strong. I have to tune them in, change the tune, you know, a little bit, but
yes.
For the most part, I think anybody, you'll see people, you'll look at them, and you just know by a look on their face that they are very special people. They have a really nice calming effect. Maybe they'll come and talk to you. Maybe they'll help you. Look at the nurses, doctors, nurses, all of those fields that you really have to have something special to do them. I wanted to be a nurse at one time, but nobody ever told me I could do it. See, that's how isolated I was when I was a little girl. You got married and you had a child. That's what you did. That was it. You know, no, you didn't even go to college. You didn't do anything. But nowadays it's so wonderful, and I think we're probably going to see a lot more people of the light than ever before just because of the knowledge that they're given, they're learning. Look at my granddaughter. Look what she knows. But she's always been, you know, she's been around me a lot, so she knows. She would always tell me about, you know, ghosts, and she saw my late husband, and, you know, I saw my cat Tigger tonight behind my couch. I mean, he was there, and he ran off. I wasn't expecting anything, but I don't do things like that. I don't always see things like that. Like you, Maya, you can connect. You convene with your guys. I love when she says that. I convened with my guys. I don't do that. I don't even know who my guides are, you know, what they are, Indians, whatever they are. I don't even know. I've never been trained for that, and they've never come to me. I use the ability to make you feel better, to make you feel good, to show you the way. And, you know, my original picture on Planet Stars was a lighthouse given to me by one of my friends because she said, "You are the light, Natalie. People are going to come to you to show them the way." And I guess that's what my calling was. But when I was little, I had no idea. You know, and I just thought about that lighthouse, and it was very, very pretty and really nice. But and I'm drawn to the color on stars. That blue, that's my color.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, Rainbow Rose does these beautiful healing cards, and I'm drawn to some of the colors, not all of them. But some of them, I just sit there and I love to look at them, and I'll put them on Instagram. Those are the ones I really love. But I think being of the light can be a lot of things. I don't think it's just one path. Look at me. Look at what I do. I love it. I wish I could do this all day. I mean, just sleep like 5 hours and get back up and do it again. You know, I mean, it's a wonderful world if we look at it and look at it through the right, not rose-colored glasses, but just see, and you're going to see a lot of people that are of the light. You're going to notice them right away. You're going to pick them out. You know, I smile at everybody in the store like we've talked about before. I offer to help. My son does the same thing, but he's not quite like I am. He has a little doubt in him. I have no doubt at all, none whatsoever. But he does, I'm glad he got something from me somehow, and he got his brains from my husband, he always said, and he got his sensitivity and his other abilities from me, which to me is the greatest compliment you can give me. You don't need to have my brain, and yet I'm smart, but I just don't let people know. I've always kept it hidden and kind of just plodded along like, okay, this is what we do. Okay, well, I've already done that. I don't know where you are, but I think to be of the light is a wonderful thing, a wonderful feeling. It doesn't mean you can step in front of a car and your wings are going to let you fly up. You're not going to do that. You don't do that. I don't know. I just think there's a lot more people of the light, Maya, than we even know, and they even know. I think a lot of people don't even realize it. They just think that they're very, you know, they like to give, they like to do for people, and they don't necessarily need something in return. Right.
And
that's
right.
a little bit of being of the light. In the field that we're in, we're always, I'm always, like for me, I know for me, and you do it with your clients, I do it for the clients that contact me for one reason or another. Sometimes I have to call them, and they can't believe that the owner called. You know, well, why not? That's what I do. I don't even blink an eye at it, so long as it's not overseas or something, but they can always reach me. And I love doing that. So that's my calling, is to, like Rainbow Rose told me many years ago, you are the light. She said, they're going to all come to you. You'll see. And, you know, I have like 1,500 applications sitting there, people that are just dying to work on Stars. They've heard good things about it, good things about me. I'm a good owner, a good boss. And I think that stems from way back when I was little. I wasn't bossy, but I knew what the right way was. I didn't miss a beat with that. So we all have our gifts, I think, Maya, and you can all say you're of the light unless you're just mean and ornery, and then you can't say that, right? I don't know. Anybody like myself right now, do I have not quite like me, around me. Now, online I do, yes, like Maya Moon and Candy, Stars Priestess Candy, who's in the room. She does that. And she, you know, I always talk about her doing, working with her magic fingers, you know, because she's always doing all my marketing. But, see, she does it because she loves me. She loves what she's doing. She loves it. And she just does things, and I'm thinking, oh, I know who did that. It wasn't me. It was her. So, see, that's giving. She's just giving. She's giving back to me, if you want to say it. It's a wonderful feeling if you can kind of surround yourself even in the light and try to be good and sincere and honest and loving and kind and all of those beautiful words. And that's what I do, and inspire. I love to inspire people and tell them, you can do this. You'll see. You can do this. And pretty soon that maybe they can do it if they listen, right? But, yeah. And sometimes being of the light, though, can be difficult because you put a lot of pressure on yourself. You'll find yourself, you see somebody kind of floundering in something, and you just want to step in and either do it for them or just grab them by the hand and say, no, you do it this way. But, you know, we can't do that with everybody. We really can't. We have to let them find their own way, make their own turns in the road and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, Candy made a little statement here. She says, I feel like the choices we make determine how or if anyone is bathed in the light or not. That's what she said. I don't even know where the term came from. You're not, you know, there isn't light around you. I imagine some people, maybe you can kind of sense there's something about them different. But why do they call it of the light, Maya? Do you know?
That's no, a good question, there's different theories. If you want to go with the religious theory, you know, God said, and let there be light. But
right.
if you want to take a view, for most of us, if we just go with our everyday living our life, the moon has some healing properties, but the moon is only out full. I mean, it's technically only full one day, but it appears full for several. But if you think about all the things that we do, light makes our world a much better and easier place. If you're trying to do some type of work or you're doing homework or, I mean, whatever you're doing, you're getting dressed, you're taking a shower. If we lived in darkness, like I know there's parts in, I believe it's Antarctica and even parts are way up in Alaska, and where they have 6 months of, it's only barely light and it's more like a dusk or a dawn light for 2 months. And it's a proven fact that they have to, many of them suffer and they have to really, only certain people can adjust to that. So if you think of it that way, the light is something that's very practical. for those of us that might be having a bad day, imagine if your home was always dark and you kept all the lights off. It would seem impossible to me to maintain an optimistic, positive attitude when you're in the dark. Whereas the light, if you're having a bad day and you walk out, now when it's 89 degrees with 95% humidity, I'm not real crazy about walking out into the light. But, you know, the light, it's just, plus if you look at, okay, if you go back to plants and things on a cellular level, you'll find that, you know, physically and, you know, the hierarchy or whatever it's called, the you know, one thing depends on another, and it all starts with plants. And they require sun for photogenesis, I believe it's what it's called, or something similar
right,
to
right.
that.
It is.
And so that's the sun. So, and also our bodies, for people that suffer from certain diseases. Now, there are a few rare diseases where the sun can be harmful, but for many people, like babies that are jaundiced, what do? They put them in a recreated environment that's UV lights that mimics the good rays from the sun. So that's, if you think of it that way, it's just because the way the earth moves, that your earth is constantly moving. The sun doesn't really change positions as far as what I know. It's just
no, you're right, it does not.
It's out. So, I mean, on a very, and then we can go back and look at ancestors or ancestorial, however you want to say that, ancestral, to the beginning of time. Well, people that were wanderers, if you want to call them wanderers, and they roamed the earth, and I don't care if you take a biblical view or if you go with the Darwin or the Big Bang, whatever. I mean, at some point, people, whether they were American Indians or they were African Americans or they were a form of Caucasian, Italian, I mean, we all came from that one same seed is more or less what I feel. Okay, so imagine those people that relied, they had maybe crude tools, and they were perhaps, I mean, they did invent fire. But aside from that, they had no electricity, no running water. Well, the light was essential for them to be able to see, to hunt, to be able to dry their clothes, to be able to, the sun helped to produce the plants and the berries and the herbs. And, I mean, even back then, a lot of where medicine, drugs, I just watched the show and it was really interesting. And that's where a lot of the pharmaceuticals and a lot of the drugs, not that I'm not in any way, shape, or form promoting drug use, but what I'm saying is a lot of that came back from the earliest times of man when they really didn't know if this mushroom was safe or not. And the way they found out what tasted good and what was safe and what might cure pneumonia or help with pneumonia and what might help with a fever was simply experimentation. And many lost their lives in eating something wrong. Many of them realized that certain mushrooms and certain plants could have a hallucinogenic effect, which, you know, may not be good just to party on down the road there. But for times when someone had broken their leg, again, you didn't have nurses, you didn't have hospitals, so it would help with the pain, and it would help while that person was healing, so whatever skills they may have. So I really feel that it goes back to the beginning of time, however we may recognize time to be. The light is probably one of the most, we have water and shelter, of course, that we need, but light is one of the most important sources that we have. We get vitamin C, and imagine a world that was dark and there was no light. I mean, it would be very challenging to feel, positive. So I think people, that plays a major role. And then our spiritual light, I believe that everything that's divine, it's just a symbolism. And because the light, going back to everything that I just said, because the light, basically, I would say, to sum it up, the light symbolizes life, and the darkness symbolizes maybe not necessarily death, because that's just a journey, but symbolizes the end or not being of the light. So our spiritual beings and energy are, if our intentions are in the right place, they're of the light. So for an example that I wanted to say is when you're working with experts, and of course, stars, I just think the world of, and that's stars with a V, and all the experts there are vetted and, carefully, personally chosen by Natalie, and I would be shocked if you didn't find anyone that wasn't of the light. But for those that have visited, maybe gone to these fairs or done things in person, people that are of the light, the truth is always a gift. So they're going to be honest with you. They're not going to tell you something to make you feel good for the moment. And they're not going to be conniving. They're not going to try to sell you. Not that there's not things that we can't purchase that can be, like crystals can be helpful in our life in cleansing. So there's a line that we have to be considerate of. But, for example, let's say you just lost a spouse or a child and you visit someone that's supposed to be a professional intuitive, someone of the light. And the first thing they want to do is they want you to wire them $1,000 or $500, or let's say your boyfriend or girlfriend just broke up with you and they tell you that for X amount of money, they can make that person love you. Now, that's someone that's right. Not of the money. That's someone that's of the money.
Yeah, that's a good thing to tell people, that there are people out there that they're just in it for the money. They can't do anything. They really can't. I did one client a long, long time ago, and she was paying this woman hundreds of dollars each time to have this curse removed from her. I said, you're doing what?
Yeah, I heard that too. You've got bad spirits and bad luck following you. You've been cursed.
Oh, yeah, so send me $500 and I'm going to take it away. Now that, no, no. I mean, people can be of the light and earn a living, yes, don't get me wrong. But when you go to the extreme like that, if they had any gifts at all, they could be taken away, and they don't even realize it, and then they turn. Some people are just in it for the money. Now, that is not of the light. That is not pure. Don't ever, people that are listening, don't ever do that. Don't ever go to people. Sometimes I've heard them be like in Atlantic City, where they have the casinos, and they're along the boardwalk and all of that. Oh, I'll remove that spell. They used to be in magazines and everything in the periodicals that I would see, all those, the Sun and all those newspaper kind of things. Oh, my gosh, I would sit there and cringe because they're not real. It can't be done.
No, and the rule of thumb is twofold. One is you cannot change someone's free will. If someone does not want to be with you, a spell's not going to cause that. The second rule of thumb is that anything that someone can offer to you, whether it's healing, or it's helping you with something supernatural or paranormal, whatever it may be. I'm not going to say that there aren't some of those things that exist, but those are things that can be done during a regular chat, phone,
right.
Or now there
right.
are some specialized readings that might be a little bit more expensive, but they're not astronomical and they're not an ongoing, oh, I need another.
Go to a reputable, like if you're going to do it online, go to a reputable site.
Right,
you
like
know,
Stars.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, like Stars, because if I find out anybody's doing something that's not what I call of the light, their intention is not good, they're gone. I'm a very giving woman, but I also know how to run a business, and I know, first of all, that I don't allow my advisors to try to take money and say, well, you need to go to my shop and purchase this, and, you know, then, well, I just send them a nice little note, and they are gone, and they don't even question it because they know what they did. But you have to go to a reputable, and of course, Stars to me is, you know, I'm Natalie, I own it. It stops with me. Some lady said, well, gee, is there anybody else I can talk to? And I said, no, my dear, I said, the buck stops with me. You got the owner. I'm the only one that can
yeah.
fix this. You know, and you have to, a lot of times you'll end up calling an 800 number and you leave a message and all of that. But don't ever, I don't care what site, if you ever see it on my site, please let me know, because I'll go into the shops and remove them. And I have removed people like that. I have removed things in their shops that I'll go. I have my gal Jackie, I'll have her go periodically to check what's been put in the shop. And I remove it, and then I tell them I removed it. That's it. I don't ask them to remove it. I do it. Because
right, you
this
just
is
do it.
This is all of our reputation sitting out there on Stars. And I'm not going to have any of that light changed or altered in any way. So now, you know, you've done this before with Rainbow Rose. You know, my site is clean. She called me today and she said, it's all you. It's still, nobody can touch it. She believes nobody can touch it because
good.
It's so strong. And I think you and her did kind of a, you went through it and cleansed and all, whatever. I remember that time. And
right.
it's been,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't had a lot of, I haven't had any issues really. And yeah, I'll tell you what I do so that I don't influence it is a lot of times I don't, you know, I have on my server, I get all the receipts, all the email, all of that. Sometimes I walk away from it for hours. And I come back, and all these beautiful readings have come in, and all these nice, you know, reviews. Sometimes it's just me walking away because, in a sense, I can kind of control it. And I don't want to do that. I want everybody to choose who they want, and but there isn't anything bad on my site at all. And if you find it, like I said, you let me know. You email me, and I will take care of it. But, you know, sometimes I find, too, and I've had people do this to me, and I knew they weren't of the light, and I kept looking at their, not their chats, I don't read those, but I kept looking at them, and, you know, I keep going back to them, saying, something's not really right, or if somebody begs to stay on the site, don't beg. I made the decision for a reason, and it was a very good
right.
one. You know, if, don't beg to come back, because the answer will be no. Oh, we're almost done. Oh, my gosh, we've been talking. But I want to, you know, thank everybody for coming. Our two callers stayed on through the whole hour. Now, next Tuesday is the 4th. Are we celebrating the 4th of July on Monday? Does anybody know?
Yes.
Do you know?
I know. The 4th of July is what day did you say?
It's on a Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Well, I've heard from a lot of clients that they're off. They have a long weekend, so
right.
I'm
so
not
they'll have
sure
Monday
what
off.
You want to do about that.
So we may not have a show, right? So go to starsofthezpsychics.com, and my banner will tell you when the next show is. That's up at the top right where you log
yes.
in. We'll determine. You know, I don't have any plans, but you know, it is probably you're probably right. They're choosing Monday to be the holiday or celebrating it on Monday. I would think. I'm guessing.
Well,
I don't know.
People are actually getting both days off. I don't know, but I've had several clients, which you know, when you're when you work like I work, holidays don't, you know,
yeah,
I
they don't mean
doing
anything.
Something in the actual school, but they don't really mean anything. But I've had clients from the U.S. and from other countries, and all of them told me a long weekend. And I said, "What do you mean a long weekend?" And they said, "Well, because the holidays on the 4th, that a lot of companies are giving us the Monday and Tuesday
Monday
off."
Yeah.
So my feeling would be that it probably would be, I mean, I would be okay to do it, but I think, you know, a lot of our listeners would end up missing out. A lot of people are going camping or getting together with family. And since it is a long weekend, now once it, next year when it hits on Wednesday or whatever, it won't be
right.
that way. But whenever it's
well,
today,
and also, you know, Candy had a point here. She says it's a long weekend. It's a great chance for more people to join us next Monday. Some, if it's raining, they're not going to be doing anything. So, and it is in the evening. I guess we'll determine what we're going to do. But if you go to starswithaz.psychics.com, at the top right below the login, there's a little banner there that I can change, and I will have the date that we will have the next show, and the topic is also there. So be sure to go there.
Yeah.
I don't have any plans. It's just work as usual, you know.
Yeah. Well, Monday,
sometimes
Monday
I'm inserting last-minute things in the e-zine. And the e-zine, for those listening, to, for my two listeners that I know are listening, it's mysticlivingtoday.com. I have a lot of advisors that write for it, a lot of beautiful pieces of information, people that have been writing for the magazine for years. I have one gentleman. He's been writing for years. Actually, there's two of them. And the one calls me the goddess of light. Can you believe that? I don't know where he got that from. He says, well, you are. And I said, well, isn't that sweet? I said, well, that's really sweet. And he's a real cowboy from out west. And he said, you, and I wrote him back. And I said, why do you always call me that? He says, because you are. You just don't know it. And I said, okay. I said, well, I can say I try anyways, but such a sweet compliment. But anyways, go there, and we have a great special going on right now. You can get 10 minutes plus 5 for $22.50. That's a great deal. It's, you know, it's for first-time clients. It's a great special that you can get one time only, and we have memberships that will lower your price if you decide to stick with us and come back over and over again. And even if you don't do the membership, see, this is what else I do. If I see somebody purchasing a lot, I'll write them a nice little email and say, you know, and now you imagine this, I lose money in the process, but I'll say to them, you know, you can always get a membership, and I'll send them exactly what it is without and what it is with. And
right.
I have not had anybody not jump at that because they just don't pay any attention. I said, you're hard-earned money, and I like to give everybody the best. I like, I mean, it's not going to hurt me at all, and it doesn't hurt the advisors. So it's just something nice that I do. I watch. I watch it all, and maybe that's why the site has such a solid base. We don't have, you know, those that just come and come one time. I have lots of, I think we're near 8,000 clients now. They don't all come every day, of course, but nonetheless, they have come to the site. So do go there and enjoy and browse, and you can see Stars Maya Moon there. You can see Stars Priestess Candy Ranson. I only do scheduled privates. I do not go on the site and sit and wait, because as you can imagine, like if I was trying to do that on a day I'm doing the magazine, usually the magazine takes me probably 2 days. Oh, I could never handle it all. I can't jump from here to there to here to there. So I let all my beautiful advisors like Maya Moon and Candy, I let them take over, and you do it, and they enjoy it, and I enjoy watching them getting all these readings, and it's a wonderful time. Really, it is. So with that, I'm going to say goodbye and watch for the banner. Thank you, Candy. She's always good. She always does an awful lot for Stars and for me. I mean, she watches my back on Facebook. I do Twitter, and I do Instagram, mostly Instagram I do. I'll do some Twitter, too, but I love Instagram. Because I can follow all the groups that have giraffes, and they have the lion. Well, you know me, Maya, the lions, and some of them are very spiritual. They're there, and I that's what I follow, and then they end up following me back, and beautiful pictures. I mean, Instagram is really the new thing, and it's really bursting, actually. I don't know that I have that many followers. I have 11,800 on Twitter. Those are all legitimate followers. So we're doing something right. And these are not, you know, it's not like Facebook where these are young kids. These are people that are professional. They have a lot of those on Twitter. They're a little bit, they watch, I think, really, really well. And it's not as big as Facebook, you know. But, Candy does Facebook and I'll do Twitter. She'll do Twitter, but I do the Instagram usually. She'll come along and like what I post. She loves all those pictures of those healing cards that I post. And so do check us out at Stars Psychics on Instagram. And with that, I'm going to be quiet now. I could just do the whole hour, right? Jackie, you know, my girl that works with me, she says, I would write you a list of what to say, but she says you'd roll it up in a ball and throw it into the garbage. I said, yeah. She said, because you do so much better when you're talking, and I do. So anyways, Maya Moon, I love you very much. I love you, Candy. I know she's still in the room. And we'll have notice about the show next week. And maybe if Maya, I don't mind doing it at all. If Maya wants to do it, that's fine. For right now, I don't have any plans. But do check the site out, and you'll see whether we're going to have a show next week or the following week. So Maya, let's just say your goodbyes. I extended the show a little bit, so we're not going to be cut off.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to wish everyone goodbye, and we probably will be back on the air next Monday. It looks like we don't have plans, so we will be. For everyone that's traveling or getting together with family, God bless you. Have a safe and happy and enjoyable long weekend and 4th of July. And with that, I'll say goodnight.
Okay, and Maya, I will talk to you this week, of course, and thank you again, Candy, and I love both of you. And for our one listener that's still here, thank you for coming, and do check back with us next week. We'll have another wonderful topic, and it's always fun on the show. You always hear about what it's about and what we're doing, and with that, I will say goodnight, everyone. Bye-bye.